Welcome to the Jason Greger Show podcast. My name is Mark Mageau, and the podcast is brought to you by Lakewood Chevrolet. Are you looking for a better pre-owned buying experience? Lakewood Chevrolet has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warrantied by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. That's Lakewood Chevrolet.
Former NHL assistant and head coach is now a skills coach for numerous of the top scorers in the National Hockey League. Adam, I want to start with, were you ever on a team that went from like first to 26th, that quick of a turnaround like we're seeing with the Dallas Stars?
Yeah, you know what? When I played for Washington, we went to the finals. The very next year, we missed the playoffs.
What happened?
We actually had a pretty good excuse that year. We actually did have about like 400 man games lost, like a crazy number of games. Our whole team was basically hurt. We lost Mark Tenorti at the beginning of the year with a concussion, and he was like our main defenseman, and that was a huge, huge blow. And then pretty much at some point, everybody got hurt. Everybody missed a chunk of games, and we got on the wrong side of things, and we couldn't figure it out.
I'm guessing the frustration level that year must have been massive, because having gone to the Stanley Cup final the year before, you're like, hey, we got a pretty good group here. And sure, injuries play a part of it. But like I talked to some of the Dallas Stars players today, and frustration is definitely the key word. You're the Edmonton Oilers tonight. More than ever, A, the Stars are in 26th place. But you know, you got to jump on them quickly. When you know a team's frustrated, they're more likely maybe to not put up as much of a fight compared to a competitive team who gets down 2-0.
Oh, yeah, and plus what I heard what you said before we came on about how, you know, they had 109 points last year and they can't keep the puck out of their net. So here we are. We talk about offense all the time. We need more offense in our game, yet Dallas can't keep it out of their own net. And that's going to cost them the playoffs.
Yeah, they couldn't keep it out of their own net last year either, though. They just managed to outscore everybody.
Oh, I mean, I think they pulled their goalie every single night. It was crazy. Yet they just scored 6.
Yeah.
But and now this year, a year later, it's obviously really hurting them. And it's one of the things. You need to find a balance. You want to score, but you have to be able to, you know, protect your goalies and have a decent decor in front of them and try and keep the puck out of your net. It's just you got to find those balances, right?
There's some interesting things going on in the National Hockey League. Of course, the Calgary Flames are rolling. Meanwhile, the Washington Capitals, who have been one of the top teams in the NHL all season long, are in a little bit of a funk. And a lot of people wondering, is it the Shattenkirk addition, right? Bringing in better players, sometimes it helps. Sometimes people think it disrupts chemistry. Now he's being suspended for 2 games, and they still lost without him. So I don't know if it's just him. But what are you seeing in that? How long do you think it's going to take for him to fit in that room?
Well, you know what? It's always hard. He is a really good player. And when you take a guy like that and you put him on another lineup, and by the way, if you're the Capitals, you're they're maybe the best team for sure in the last 2 years, right? Like they're a really, really good hockey team. So when you're adding a piece, the one thing I think the GMs are always conscious of is we don't want to upset our chemistry. And that is the magic equation, right? And that's why sometimes some guys won't add a star. They'll add a soldier. They'll add a depth guy. They don't necessarily want to, you know, and it all depends on what you're doing. So when I heard that they got Shattenkirk, the first thing I thought of is Niskanen and Carlson. How is that going to affect their minutes? Because the right D is not what Washington needs.
Mm-hmm.
That's not one of their weaknesses. So, but you've added a really good player there. Yeah, but there's only so many minutes that goes around, right? And this is part of the deal. I did see that one of the games they lost, they were behind and they pulled the goalie and they put Shattenkirk out. And that's not John Carlson. Well, in the last couple of years, John Carlson's been the man there. And he's not the weak link. So these are the little subplots that you have to worry about. I know it's all about winning, but guys have egos too, right? And the one thing you don't want to take away from a guy is his momentum, his mojo, his feeling, his confidence package. And, you know, they've got obviously another chunk of games to figure it out, and they built that luxury, and I hope they do.
Now, Adam, you look at that Washington team, and when that trade was made, they said, hey, we've been saying it's our year for many years. It's put up or shut up time. I think every guy in that room recognizes that they're basically Stanley Cup final or bust, similar to San Jose was in the past until they finally made it. Does a veteran have to sit down with John Carlson? Does Shattenkirk have to go out for dinner with him to ensure that, hey, man, like, this isn't me. Let's make this work together. I just want to come in and fit. Who do you think in that room will be the guy who tries to massage all the egos to ensure that everybody's on the same page?
Well, it's a combination of everything. It's the coach, it's the other guys, and it's the player within. But we can talk like that until we're blue in the face, right? But at the end of the day, that guy's getting paid to be the man. So he expects to be the man. So you don't take that away from him. You don't. I don't believe in that. You know, you don't take Sidney Crosby. You're not going to play Sidney Crosby 3 minutes less because you bring in Nick Bonino. No way. You find those 3 minutes somewhere else. And that's what I believe. I mean, you can't take your confidence out of your stars. You can't.
Adam Oates joins us. So, Adam, if you're Barry Trotz, are you asking one of those guys to play left defense so all of them can play top 4 minutes?
That's definitely something I would consider, for sure. I mean, if you want, like, at the end of the day, the guy that they need to please the least is Shattenkirk.
Yeah.
Right? That's the guy. You know, you can't afford to upset Orpik, Alsner, Carlson, Niskanen. You can't. Not really. That has not been your weak link. You guys have not had a problem keeping the puck out of the net. That is, you just added another good player. So technically, Shattenkirk should play 5D. But you also, the guy's a really good player. I want to get him his minutes. And that's a tough formula, right? There's only so many minutes. This is what makes it really hard. Because if you say to yourself, well, we'll just try and reduce everybody 2 minutes, that affects some guys. It really does. And you have to be conscious of that. And I'm sure they are. I'm sure they've talked about it. And they're just trying to figure it out.
Do you think that once the playoffs come, and I know you can't just flip a switch for confidence and everything, but that guys become more about the team and less about an individual because the playoffs, it's all about that. And, you know, hey, you're not, these guys are under contract except Shattenkirk, right? So Carlson's contract's the same. Like, you've been in teams, you played with a lot of ego guys, and I'm sure you had a healthy ego at times. I don't think you'd be a Hall of Famer without one. How does it change? Does the psyche change come playoff time?
It does. But at the same sense, you want to be playing well and producing. So if we win a round, like, and let's say Edmonton gets in the playoffs and they win a round and one of the good players doesn't produce, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, it's fair.
Right? And that's what people, we always laugh, the players who produce points in their life, we always laugh about the empty net goal. But believe it or not, those empty net points are really important. Even though someone might say, what are you talking about? It was in the empty net. No. It matters. It matters. It keeps your juices going. You get an empty net assist. You're on the ice at the end of the game. Those points matter. Because all of a sudden, when you have 5 games, you don't get a point. Boy, does that loom large. It looms large. And it's just, it's amazing how that matters. It really, truly does. How everything for every player matters. We are fragile people, right? Like, it's incredible. And you got to be really careful because when it goes the wrong way, like if a player loses his hands a little bit, you're overthinking, you're overanalyzing, it's in a short window, oh my God, and you lose your game. You lose it. It happens fast.
Yeah, and it's funny how it happens fast and then quickly one assist or one goal and boom, you get it back.
It's crazy how that happens. It really is. And that's what, as an offensive guy, you have to be conscious of that for those guys. You have to. Because all of a sudden, you can go 3 games without a point. It happens fast. It does. It gets away from you, right? And that's why all the little things, that's why we've talked about power play a lot. To me, a power play is a cure-all. You're not going to win the cup with it, but it's a cure-all. Because every goal, usually there's 3 points. That means three of your best players are getting a point.
Yeah, and they're feeling better about themselves. No arguing that. Adam Oates.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Adam Oates joins us. Now, a team that is obviously feeling it right now are the Calgary Flames. They've reeled off 10 consecutive victories, needed a shootout last night to do it against the Calgary Flames. Johnny Gaudreau, a highlight reel goal to give them the lead, and then the Penguins got a little lucky bounce, and they tied it. You watched a lot of the Flames closely, Adam, recently. What's the difference, and are you a believer in the, quote, peaking too early factor? Is there any of that going on in Calgary at all?
Well, I think just the fact that they put themselves in a position to get in the playoffs is huge from where they were at, right? And from where they were at last year. Kind of 2 years ago, they did virtually the same thing, right? They went on that run. I think the emergence, I think Dougie Hamilton's really, really adjusted to the trade now more, and I think he's becoming a really good player there. I think that's really helped them. They do have a really good decor, and then all of a sudden the goalies' numbers in the last month have really improved. So there is some correlation there, right? And winning does give everybody confidence, and the guys are getting goals, points, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a team going on all cylinders right now.
What have you seen from Ferland that has allowed him to fit in so well with Monahan and Gaudreau?
Big, strong guy, skates well, a little bit of a scary guy. And I think that's something that's added to those other two guys for confidence. And I do like his skating ability. He's a powerful skater. And he forechecks, he gets them territory, he gets them offensive zone time, and then their skills take over.
Adam Oates joins us, Hockey Hall of Famer, skills coach now for numerous players. I know you're in Tampa Bay right now, Steven Stamkos, Nikita Kucherov, who to me is one of the most skilled guys in the league. I do want to ask you about the scoring race. It's very tight right now. Connor McDavid has a one-point lead. Brad Marchand had a hat trick last night. He's right in there. Crosby's in there. Evgeny Malkin. Adam, you had 142 points one season, so you've been in that race for a league scoring title. I know players always say, hey, it's about the team, we want to win, but come on, these guys want to win the Art Ross Trophy, man. It's massive. It's a huge honor to win it. You need good teammates, I think, to win it as well, or definitely good line mates. What do you think's going through the guys? Like, it's rare to see five guys within 2 points this late in the season. McDavid's pretty much been near the top all season long, but what's going through their heads right now?
Well, I think just a little bit of every one of those guys, obviously every night, is playing a lot. Is it something that matters? Yeah, it does. They want that on their resume for sure, and they're gonna try and get it. And I would say every night you're going into a game, you want your points. The sooner you get one, the more you relax and play normal hockey. You know, and you definitely don't want a guy to start cheating, right? And hopefully this is what they're all telling themselves in a game. Like, relax, man. The points are going to happen. And it's just, most of these guys are experienced. Connor's probably the youngest. And it'll happen. Everybody's going to get their points. So it's going to be an interesting race, right? It's just hopefully they don't focus too much on it down the stretch.
Now, as a former player and a former coach, you're down to the final 10 games of the year. There's an empty net situation. You're ensuring that your guy who's in that Art Ross race is on the ice. Fair?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want to be the coach next year. Think about what we talk about. The guy's got you there all year. He's got a chance to win the scoring. So that, obviously he's your main man. So he better be your main man. And if he's not, why? And that's kind of like, I remember Brett Hull and I, Brian Sutter didn't put us on for the empty netters, right? And he's like, well, you guys don't check good enough. And Hully was like, yeah, but you count on us all the rest of the time, but now we can't. And I'm like on Brett's side. Well, teach us to check then. Well, we can't check at this point in time, but you want us the rest of the time.
Yeah.
So like, I you know what, at the end of the day, those guys all want to be on the ice at that time. And yeah, you get some free cookies. Well, that stuff matters, right?
Oh, for sure. Well, guys, Hall might have scored 90 goals if he had a few empty netters.
Yeah, all right, guys. I'm going to put you on from the empty net, but you're not cheating to get it. If you play good D, you'll get your points. And if it just happens to be a night we don't get the empty netter, but we win, no problem. But you can't just have a guy go out there and cheat to get it. So there's an opportunity to teach as a coach, right?
Mm-hmm. How much did that irk you that you never got that opportunity?
That year, a lot.
Like, how many meetings did you have with Sutter about it, or was it just a one and done?
Oh, no, we used to, well, if you know Brett Hull, there was an argument with somebody every day. There's something every day, and most of the time, the guy's right.
So now, were you just sitting behind Holly nodding, And letting him do most of the talking?
Yeah, that was me. I was the guy in the background.
Smart decision.
Egging him on.
Yeah. Hey, Holly, you really got to go talk to Sutter. This is a joke. Yeah, that's right. This is a joke. And then he sent him out there. Oh, smart.
Can you believe he's putting his brothers on instead of us?
Well, considering the Sutter clan, that's actually amazing because those guys would fight tooth and nail off the ice all the time. So,
oh, I know.
That is a surprise. Now, quickly, because of Kucherov, what have you learned from him that, you know, I'm not sure how much you'd studied him before you started working with him, but I think he's a guy very few talk about. Obviously, you have Stamkos in Tampa, so a lot of people focus on him. But, man, Kucherov, he's an unbelievable player. What does he do best with the puck that no one talks about?
What does he do best? I mean, he does a lot of things well. What I like about him the most is he does his homework. He calls me, he'll see something and he'll call me and ask me for, hey, can you get me a Crosby tape? Can you get me a Malkin tape? Can you get me a Kane tape? I want to watch it. Can you get me a Jack Eichel tape? I want to see that game from the other night. Like, he's always studying. And I love that. I love that because, quite honestly, that's what I was. Like, I would watch, I think we talked about it. Like, I watched Gretz, and my dad made me that tape about Gretz. And I studied it all summer. All summer, I studied it to try and figure out what Gretz did different that I could maybe see and try and work on.
And what did you glean from that? What was the one thing you said, okay, I can incorporate this in my game?
Well, just some of the ways he moved. You know, like, when you watch something... It's when you watch something over and over and over, you kind of learn the way the guy moves a little bit and you try and emulate on the ice, right? Just like we all did as kids, you try and be like that guy you idolize, right? And just the way Gretz moved in certain areas of the ice, how he picked up the puck and let him, you know, like certain ways, tough to describe over the phone, but how he moved. And I use it a lot in my teaching now. I really do.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hey, Gretz.
Where to pull up, how to pull up, how to see both sides. When to play fast, when to play slow. Something that's not really taught in our game anymore is how to play slow, right? And Gretz was, you think about Gretz behind the net, well, we tried to stop him for 20 years behind the net, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just a magician there. And I tried to emulate that. I did. He was the best.
Yeah. Won't get an argument for me on that, Otsi. As always, great stuff, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
You got it. Thanks.